Welcome back to the Woomba Podcast. My name is Melissa once again, and I am joined by
Emily Anderson
and Jackson Boyd.
And we are here to introduce a very interesting topic of leadership here at Atkinson.
Today we're going to talk to you guys a little bit about some of the student organizations we have here at Willamette and the fun events they put on.
To kick us off, I guess, I'll start with our Atkinson Student Association. So this is like the governing body above all the other student associations here at Atkinson. They basically handle the budget and make sure that our associations can continue to run. We also have our lovely Atkinson Consulting Association, which operates as a nonprofit consulting firm where students get actual real-life experience consulting with local nonprofits, local governments, and trying to help them with some innovative solutions and helping increase either their marketing or some of their recruitment and trying to make them more successful and sustainable. And then an association near and dear to my heart, the Business Technology Association, which I just happen to be president of. Basically, with this association, we put on events to help bring some awareness to some software and technology that's being used in businesses right now, and also career paths like becoming a data scientist or something of that sort, and try to bring that to the students here at Willamette and try to get them more involved in the technological sector.
Yeah, so that's really cool. That's something you started just this semester, right? It was an old organization that you guys revived.
Yeah, the association kind of just like went away with people graduating, and we revived it this semester to put on some new events. We had our scavenger hunt a couple weeks ago, which was a lot of fun. People were running around downtown Salem taking pictures with just random things within the city, and we all ended up one big TNO and have a fun time, and there was a prize for the winners.
That's what's great too about Willamette, is that if you have an idea for a club, or there was a club that is not currently going on now but was in the past, you can revive it and change it up how you would want it to be.
Yeah, for sure. So a couple other associations we have, there's the Atkinson Finance Association. I went to one of their events recently, where they did a woman in finance panel. So they had lunch and they catered it, and, they had five women, some of whom were Willamette MBA alums, and, but they were all working in finance in some way or another. So it was just sort of an open panel where we got to go and ask them questions and hear about their experiences. So that was pretty cool. And just last night, actually, the Marketing Association held a Shark Tank event, which was pretty interesting. We got divided up into two teams, and each team was able to go to a resource table and pick 15 items. And these were like random things, like a toy basketball hoop, a Ninja Turtles shell, what else? Duct tape, just all this random stuff. And the task was you had to build a product out of all of the supplies you got and then come up with a marketing plan and present it to the judges, who were some of our professors. So we had a fun time with that.
Did your team win?
My team did win.
Hey!
Yeah.
We also have a few other organizations. We have NAMBA, which is the National Association for Women MBAs. NAMBA is actually one of the most active associations here at Willamette.
Yeah.
It's open to all self-identifying women, and we put on events throughout the year that are career events. We also do sort of fun bonding events and hang out together that way. And then we have monthly chapter meetings. So it's a really great way to talk about women's issues in the MBA program and to connect with other people who are in the program in general.
And you have Be a Boss Monday.
And we have Be a Boss Monday, yeah. So we have pins for NAMBA, and we all dress up on Mondays and wear our pins, and it's just really cool.
Yeah, very, very visible organization for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yep, and then we also have the Society for Human Resource Management. Here at Willamette, One of the great things about that is they give you money for your membership dues. So the national membership dues are every year, and Willamette helps you pay for those if you want to be a member through SHRM. So they also put on events. They put on a recruiting panel earlier this year, and we'll be putting on more career events throughout the next year. And we also have IGSA, which is the International Graduate Student Association. One of the really fun events that they put on in October was a pumpkin carving event and a costume contest. So they tend to do fun things like that and support international students who are here at Willamette.
Yeah, I think they put on a big dinner in the spring semester as well.
Oh, they do, yeah.
The president of that association was telling me about it. It sounded kind of fun. Yep, and finally we have the Atkinson Accounting Association. And they are, I believe, planning some treks and inviting some speakers related to accounting. So if that's what you're interested in, that's also available. So again, all of these organizations are a great opportunity for any student to get involved with leadership and get some of that experience leading an organization during your time in the MBA program. So it's really cool.
What's that sound? It's time for the Woomba code word. The code word this week is star trees.
Yeah, so the star trees are the giant redwood trees that are on campus. I think there's 4 or 5 of them. And when you stand in the center and look up, the space between the trees is formed in the shape of a star. And on campus, rumor goes that if you have your first kiss under the star trees, you're going to end up getting married to the person you had that kiss with. So beware.
There are also benefits to the student organizations beyond the leadership in the organizations. A lot of clubs here also have just general membership, and these can have real benefits because some of them provide money to cover fees for just general membership, like we talked about with SHRM. ACA also has a discounted membership fee. There are also other ways to be involved that are with paid positions here on campus. For example, we're student ambassadors.
And in the student ambassador program, there are 4 different committees, like large committees. We are the admin engagement group, and we work on helping students that have been accepted to Willamette's MBA program with some resources and kind of some life and experiences here at Willamette, and to help them become official students in the fall. We also have our onboarding team. They will be helping with orientation in the fall and getting us prepared for that and other events for students committed for the fall. We have our social media team, and they work on kind of promoting the events that we're doing here at Willamette and kind of the fun things that the smaller committees are doing. And then we also have our event management team, and they're kind of more of like tabling events and like open houses here.
Yeah, and one other leadership opportunity is to be a teaching assistant or a graduate assistant. So if you become a teaching assistant, you essentially get to, it's different for every class, but you help, in some cases, you help the teacher facilitate the lecture. In other cases, you help grade papers or exams. I know for one of our classes, the TAs are even helping write exam questions. So that's a great opportunity for somebody who's interested in maybe teaching later in their career, or somebody who's wanting to go get a PhD. So that's a really cool thing you can do as well. And the graduate assistants, this is also something that's really good for someone who wants to like stay in academia, because you get to work closely with the professor on the research that they're doing. And so it's a great way to learn and also get that experience that'll help you apply for a PhD program.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in for this week's Woomba podcast. We hope you'll join us for our 3rd and final installment next week.
Not the last one.
Sorry to see you go, but it's been a fun journey.
So yeah, thanks for joining us, guys, and we will see you for the next podcast.